that is Lord Thee I Love With All My Heart. And we are playing that because today is Tuesday, September the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. And being a Tuesday, we always like to take a look at the hymn for the coming Sunday. That is assigned for the readings. And with us is our good friend, the Reverend Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Well, you sound pretty tired.
No, no, oh, I'm fine.
Oh, good. That's
no,
good.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm really wide awake. Lord Thee I Love With All My Heart. We just had, as I had indicated to you earlier, the funeral of Harold Feuerhahn. And one of the hymns that was requested by the family was this one, Lord Thee I Love With All My Heart. And then you were reminding me one of the first times you sang it.
The Reverend Walter Hoffman's funeral at Emmanuel Olivet. I remember that's the first time I was just a young guy, and I don't remember using this hymn ever. At least I don't remember it. But I remember it at that funeral. In fact, you officiated at that funeral.
Well, I did the sermon.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is I think the reason you and I like it, not only is it a good melody, but the words are good.
Yes.
Which is strange because, of course, it was written in 1608 by a German. But who's the translator?
Catherine Winkworth.
My favorite translator.
Bless her heart. She has no idea how much her hymns would be loved here in the 21st century.
Oh, my, yes. This is a great one. Now, it's only three stanzas.
But it's long.
Yes. When we did the funeral, we sang another one that had 8 or 10 verses. And they said, we're going to sing all the verses. I said, what do you want? All the verses. We sang all the verses.
No kidding.
Oh, we always sing all the verses. I don't like kind of... The last one we didn't, because the only verses that were appropriate, it was about on this night, talked about night.
Yeah, right.
And so we skipped that part and went to the main verses that Harold really loved.
Well, you must have gone to the Lutheran hymnal to get all those verses.
Oh.
Was it in the old Lutheran hymnal?
No.
It's not in this hymnal.
What?
All the verses.
Well, yeah, the verses of this hymn are sitting right here. I'm talking about the other hymns we sang.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Right, yeah. Trinity Lutheran Orchard Farm uses this hymnal, and that's where I'm helping out right now.
Okay.
And so it was just really good. There's just so much you can learn from a hymn.
Yes.
People come out of church, say, I didn't get much out of the service. And I look at them and said, oh, you didn't hear the readings? You didn't hear the hymns? You didn't listen to the liturgy?
don't mention the sermon, though.
No, because that's what they mean.
Yeah, right. And, that's right. If the sermon's bad, it's not worth it to them, right?
I think it's the third reason why the nun church is growing so big. Those are the people who are leaving church. And the third reason is sermons are boring.
That's too bad.
And
they ought to listen to your sermons.
The reason they're boring is
there's no shock value.
Gospel, there's no shock value. There's no. You see, I start off with a question. One guy came up to me and said, I don't like your sermons.
Ooh.
And I said, why? I usually use them for the opportunity to sleep, and I can't do that during your sermon. Because I ask a question that everybody gets wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and then they have to listen now. Why were they wrong? Like last week's question was pretty simple. God has a will. Once he makes that will up, can that ever be broken?
Of course. Well, I better watch it.
You better watch it.
His permissive will can be broken, right?
Any of his will can be broken. Uh-huh. His will was that Adam and Eve be in the garden.
Right.
That was broken. His will is that we don't sin. We break it every day.
That's right.
And so the question was, if God is so almighty, how can we trust him if his will can be broken? And I said, because there's a difference between that which can be broken, which is his will, and that which cannot, which are his promises.
Uh-huh. His promises cannot be broken.
Never. Right. So once he makes a promise.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was what the whole sermon was about. And a lady asked me for a copy of the sermon afterwards, and Perhaps I think she was taking it to someone to see how she could criticize me. But no. She kind of enjoyed it. So, yeah, I love doing that. And what's so amazing, there's hardly ever a reading where you can't ask a question that they get wrong. Because here's my technique. I even tell
because you're,
them
you're plotting ahead of time, right?
Oh, I'm plotting.
All the time.
I'll spend a half hour getting the question worded properly. Because they always think from their point of view.
Uh-huh.
Rather than
and
from
instead
God's
of yours.
Of no, God's
oh,
view.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Well, do you think that from God's point of view, his promises can be broken?
No.
Thank you. Okay. So, we are going to leave a little early because we have a symposium at Concordia Seminary I'm supposed to be attending at 9:45, so I'll miss the first speaker. But it goes for 2 days, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Mark, are you going to take over the program tomorrow?
No,
oh, okay.
Afraid not.
So there will be a replay of something for tomorrow, and then we'll be back on Thursday with Wes Reimnitz to tell you about what I learned at the seminary about catechetical instruction. I'm very interested in that because I'm doing catechetical instruction for both parochial school children and public school children.
It should be a good symposium.
So, Lord, thee I love with all my heart. Without further ado, will you read the first stanza?
Lord, thee I love with all my heart. I pray thee ne'er from me depart. With tender mercy, cheer me. Earth has no pleasure I would share. Yea, heaven itself were void and bare, if thou, Lord, wert not near me. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in thee can nothing shake. Thou art the portion I have sought. Thy precious blood my soul has bought. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, my God and Lord, forsake me not. I trust thy word.
So, I'm going to be singing this hymn. It's going to be the sermon hymn because it is the sermon the indicated hymn for this coming Sunday, 18th Sunday after Pentecost. So I could ask this question. This is not the question I'm asking, but you've just finished singing, Lord, thee I love with all my heart. Put your hand up if you love the Lord with all your heart. And nobody's going to put their hand up because
that's right.
They know they're sinners. Then how can Martin Schalling say this, Lord, thee I love with all my heart?
In Christ, we love him with all our heart.
With our new man.
With our new man.
Yeah,
right.
Our new man, yes. Does love him with all our heart. And a lot of times, theology is the art of making distinctions. And so, if the old Adam was singing this, Lord, thee I don't love with all my heart. That's how you have to say that.
Yeah, it is kind of strange that it's the first line, the opening line.
Yes.
You know, he says that first opening line, I love thee with all my heart. Yes.
What I would point to, if I was doing the sermon, is Romans 7, where Paul says, the things I want to do, I'm unable to do.
The good that I would, I do not. Yeah. The evil that I would not, that
so
I am.
So who's going to deliver me from this death? What is he saying?
Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So he loves him with all his
right,
heart,
right.
Even though he's a sinner.
Right.
And we have
in
to.
In Christ.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Anything else on that first stanza? Ne'er from me depart. God can't depart since he's within you. Remember, the gift of baptism is the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of sins. This is a toughie. Earth has no pleasure I would share. It just so happened recently was my birthday, and I kind of keep that a secret.
Happy birthday.
What? I said recently. You're way off. In fact, I keep telling people I'm Chinese, so it's always 9 months earlier. They believe that when you're first conceived.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They mark your birthday from your conception.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
I know it does. And so when you're born, you're already 9 months old, and you have a birthday 3 months after that. I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, I walked into the office, and there were over 40 cards from kids. That had from the parochial school.
No kidding.
Happy birthday. And some of them were really funny.
Oh, kids write good cards.
Oh, boy. One of them was, he said, what do you think of a birth? what would you think of a birthday card that didn't have any money in it? Then when you open it up, he says, this is one of them. And I always keep talking about White Castles. So there were a whole bunch of White Castle
White
ones.
Castle, yeah. Coupons.
type of thing. Well, no coupons. There was no, but just pictures. And it was really pretty good, some of them. There was no doubt about it. And I had shown a movie, Twilight Zone, where, well, I'm not going to explain it because I might use it later on. But they had draw what was in the movie. So I tell you, what I'm really looking forward to hearing is, and there's one speech coming up where it talks about that, the old catechism instruction where you just go through Luther's catechism, yes, and you have them memorized. That's really dead for today. And I'm really interested because I agree with that.
Uh-huh. You think too much emphasis is placed on memory. Memorization.
There are kids who, because they can't memorize that well, come to the point that they don't think they're worthy to be confirmed. And so what I'm doing, I'm not getting rid of memory.
Uh-huh.
But I gave them sheets for the parents, and they have to go through the memory with their children, right, and then put a check mark or their initials every uh-huh. time a certain part. So they do it at home.
Uh-huh.
So there's not that pressure. So I can spend all the time doing catechetical instruction. Now, I'm using Luther's catechism, uh-huh. but we don't have it in front of him. So when he talks about the resurrection of the dead, we'll have a conversation. For example, what we just did last week with Harold Feuerhahn. They were interested how he died and what's going to happen to him now. And so you're going through Luther's catechism, sure, but it's in a conversation.
Sure.
Kids are asking and... So I think that's a far better way of doing catechism than sitting there, okay, let's all read question 123 and make sure you memorize the Bible verse behind it.
Yeah. No, I don't do it that way either. No. I do use the synodical catechism with explanation. I do use that every lesson, but it is more conversational. Yeah.
I try to deal with
the issues of the day, right?
Now, the reason, according to stanza one, that this person loves the Lord with all his heart is because in the verse it says, thy precious blood my soul has bought. Now, how do we understand that? How did Jesus buy our soul?
With his holy precious blood.
Yes.
And his innocent suffering and death.
Because he did
it. Which I've memorized from the catechism.
As our substitute.
Right.
You better be careful. I'm going to ask you out of memory. Do you know that? Okay. Give me the meaning of the third commandment, according to Luther.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Meaning of the third commandment?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Thank you very much.
We should fear and love God. That.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You'd think Luther would be talking about don't work. But that's the ceremonial laws. So we should fear and love God that we do not despise preaching and his word.
But hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn.
Yes. You know why I know this so well? Because even though I had memorized it when I was a kid in confirmation, you forget it. But then Dr. Schmidt had a course that
Wayne Schmidt.
Good, and guess what good. He did? He made us memorize.
That's right. Oh yeah, I remember that too.
Nobody was happy about it.
Oh.
But by the time we were done, we were all happy what he had done.
Yeah, sure. I remember he was good.
Yes, it's too bad you didn't have him. Okay, stanza two, please.
Yea, Lord, 'twas thy rich bounty gave my body and soul and all I have in this poor life of labor. Lord, grant that I in every place may glorify thy lavish grace and help and serve my neighbor. Let no false doctrine me beguile. Let Satan not my soul defile. Give strength and patience unto me to bear my cross and follow thee. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, in death thy comfort still afford.
The part I like best about these first two verses is what you just read. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, then repeats it again.
Yes.
My God and Lord.
Yes.
And the music is just so good.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Because I'm leaving early for the symposium, you will have the opportunity to hear the rest of the hymn that we have here, which, by the way, can be purchased from Concordia Publishing House. It's entitled Heirs of the Reformation, a treasure of the singing church. So this particular hymn is in there. So once more, it's the rich bounty that Jesus gave to me and took care of my body, soul, and all I have. So what's the main one that you like in this second verse, the main phrase that's kind of helpful?
Well, let's see. Let no false doctrine me beguile. Let Satan not my soul defile.
Yeah, I think that's really
let's people know, Satan is out there. You know, he's not just a fairy tale creature, but he's always looking for chinks in our armor. And
notice in every other religion, you'd have to sing, I keep false doctrine away from me. I don't let Satan me beguile.
Yeah, no, it's all, I tell you, we seek God's help in this.
That's right. God is
only by his grace,
one who is running salvation.
That's right.
That's really important. I'll read the final stanza. And this is why this is appropriate for...
This is good for funerals.
Funerals.
Yes.
Lord, let at last thine angels come to Abram's bosom, bear me home, that I may die unfearing, and in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end.
Yeah, that's, talk about the resurrection and talk about, the remains safely rest
in that narrow
chamber,
It's narrow chamber. What's he talking
about? Well, he's talking about the grave, right?
Yeah.
And that's not the end. But our body will be raised.
In Missouri, when people die and they get buried, do they have to be embalmed?
Not necessarily. I know because I've known there have been funerals that where the person was not embalmed.
Okay, but then there's no open casket.
I think you're right on that. I think you're right.
And I didn't know this, but those are called sealed coffins.
Uh-huh.
They're a specific kind of coffin.
Yes.
And once they're sealed, they're never opened up.
Right.
Now, I had a funeral, the last one, we actually opened up the coffin also at the cemetery because it was over 100 miles away and many people couldn't make the funeral.
Uh-huh.
But that was because the embalming had taken place. But when we went to Jefferson Barracks Monday, they don't allow the coffins to be opened up for viewing.
Yeah,
and the reason is...
I know they have the rules out there, yes.
Boy, do they have the rules.
Oh, yeah.
You got 15 minutes, and that's it.
Oh, I've never heard... it's funny. I've been at national cemeteries that are real strict on that time limit, but I never really got that impression from Jefferson Barracks that they're that strict with that. Of course, I never go over.
I know.
The committal isn't real, real long anyway.
No, it isn't. And then we had a 21-gun salute and such. But
it's very impressive.
So once more, we're going to leave right now. You're going to hear the rest of this hymn. And then we'll be back, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a repeat broadcast, but on Thursday with Wes Reimnitz to talk about what I learned at the seminary. And hopefully, Pastor Smith, you'll be back here next Tuesday.
That's the plan.
Okay. Thank you. And listen to the hymn, Lord, Thee I Love With All My Heart, continuing.
Self were void and bare. Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, my God and Lord, forsake me not, I trust thy word.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.